Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf kiftes. We're holding roughly a little bit more than a third down the amud, about 10 lines before the wide lines, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Dor HaFloga, Englem Chedek Lo'ilam Baba B'chuli. The Dor HaFloga were bad guys, they have no Chedek Lo'ilam Baba. Frank, you might of it, what bad thing did they do that they don't deserve to get Olam Haba? Ami the Bereb Shila, they said to each other, Nivne Migdal Benala L'Rakia, let's go and build this huge, huge tower. We'll go all the way up to Shemayim. What are we going to do when we get up to Shemayim? Zoktetano Venake Oise de Kardumois. We're going to start going and hitting the Shemayim, the clouds, the horizon, the upper heavens, with Kardumois, with hatchets, with axes. Kadesh Yizuvo Meimob. So that the water should start running out. In other words, we shouldn't have to go and wait for a day when it's a rainy day with their clouds, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu causes it to rain. We're going to go up to the upper water resources, and we're going to go and bang away, and we're going to go and cut away, and the water's going to start raining. We're going to cause it. Mach klub marav in Eretz Yisrael, motzei oskalacht, and said, ah, that's silliness what you just said now. In Cain, livnu achad betura. After all, it says in the Torah that they went and found a bika, and they settled over there in the bika, and then they built the Migdal. Bika, of course, means a valley. If you want to go up high to Shemayim, you don't start with a valley. You go and start up with the Echa Batura. Go to the top of Mount Everest and start building the Migdal over there. It doesn't make sense to go and build a Migdal from ground zero. Go all the way up to the highest point on this world. So therefore, that is not logical. Mar brings out another pshat. Those people that lived at the times of the Dor HaFloga, they were in three groups. One group said, there's not enough land over here to live and to settle here in America, or in this world, in this planet Earth. We'll go up to the Shemayim, and we'll go and build up settlements, and we'll have more room. Let's go up there, and we're going to go and build big churches, and we're going to go and do avodah zarah. Let's go up there and go and hold war against Kaviyoch, against Rabbi Yishlev. Now, how do I know that there were in fact these three groups? The Gemara brings rise. Zushay meres nal v'neishiv sham. The pasuk says, "Umisham hafitzam Hashem, Hashem spread them all out." Why do you have to spread them out? Because they wanted to go and settle up there in Shemayim. As Hashem said, instead of settling, I'm going to scatter you all over. Zushay meres nal v'nasu mechama. Let's go and do war. Nasu kupim. What are these four? Kupim, of course, are monkeys, gorillas. Ruchai, Shidim, and Leilin, all different types of higher things that we don't really have that much shaykhs to. For instance, Ruchai is like Sutrashi, Ruchen Bli, Guf, Vitzura, spirits. Shindalids, says Rashi, Yeshlam Tsuras Adam, the Oichan Vishoisik Mene Adam. They look like people, but they are evil demons. And then Leland, says Rashi, is Tsuras Adam, of the Shiyeshlam Kinafayim. They look like a person, but they have hidden wings. Anyway, these are all higher things, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu made them into those. What's that? What's the Mida Kenegan Mida? I understand one, Nala Vineshiv Sham, Hashem scattered them and spread them. Mida Kenegan Mida. You want to gather? I'm going to scatter. But what does this have to do with Kupim Ruchais? So the Maral says Pshat is because every person is born B'Tzelem Elikim. The reason why a person is created B'Tzelem Elikim is because Hashem shows a special Chavivus to mankind that they have that Tzelem of the Rabbeinu Shalom. But these guys, they said, we want to make Melchama against Rabbeinu Shalom. We don't want to have a Chavivus, a Yedidus, a friendship with Hashem. We want to go and fight against Hashem. Hashem says, oi, I'm taking away the Tzelem of Elikim, and instead I'm going to give you a Tzelem of monkeys, or Ruchois, Shindalids, Lilin, things which are not Tzelem of Elikim, but other types of forms. Finally, Vizushoi Meres, the third group that said, Malvin Abra, which is Chavim. Kisham Bal Hashem Svas Kol Aretz, Hashem went and confused and mixed up the Svas, the language of all the people. So what does one thing have to do with the other? Says Rashi, when they wanted to get together to do Avodah Zarah, they weren't able to be mechavin to go to the same Avodah Zarah to do the same thing because they couldn't talk to one another. If you look at the Rashi, the right-hand margin, about 12 lines down, Zusha Oyman Avodah Zarah, Kisham Bal Hashem Bilbel l'shaynim. Hashem confused their language. Kadesh lo yeh echad mechaven ledas chaveru la'avoid avoid azara. If two people want to get together, chavrusis, let's go and do avoid azara. He starts talking. The other guy speaks Chinese. This guy speaks Greek. And mekenzach nishtanof redden. They can't go and speak to one another. So therefore, their plan and their plot to get together to do avoid azara fell away because they couldn't discuss it intelligently.
Very cool. Also, young grades that they lived together went to the bills, so they couldn't sleep together.
They couldn't read together.
What a hatchet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Rashi brings in the Chumash as well. Right. So that's combining a couple of dupshatim. Probably they're Madrashim that say that, and that's why Rashi is quoting from there. Tanya, Rebbeinu Noyman, Kulam, Lishem, Avodah Zarah, Niskavnu. They all had in mind Avodah Zarah. Not three groups. Everybody had a voice. Zorik sivacham nasalanu shame. Let's go and make a shame. But solution pasik hav nivlanu ir migabroishu b'shemayim nasalanu shame pen nofut etc. And it says sivacham v'shame lemachirim lo yisaskiru. Just like malalon, just like by that shame, malalon avoidis kechavim shame lemachirim afkan avoidis kechavim. Amrav Yochanan migdal, that migdal that was built. Shlish nisraf, shlish nivla, shlish kaim. Whatever happened to that migdal? A third of it was burnt. A third of it was nivla, was absorbed into the ground. In other words, it went and sunk into the ground. Shlish, a third of it is still around. So now you're wondering, if it's still around, let all the tourists go there and take pictures, and let's go make a ganze fuss about that migdal. Amarav aver migdal mishakech. When you come close to that migdal, Rashi says, not only in the migdal itself, but saviv le migdal, the Avra, that Migdal, causes people to become forgetful. And in fact, Omer of Yosef, Bovel, Uborsif, Simen, Ra, Letoiva. Bovel and Borsif, both of those expressions, are a Simen Ra. Now, the reason why Bovel is a Simen Ra is because, like Rashi said before, Bilal or Balal, Hashem went and mixed everything up, so that people should not be able to intelligently speak to one another, and they become forgetful and they can't communicate.
What explained the Talmud Bavli and Bavel that they learned earlier?
They learned in Bavel. However, Bavel itself is not a good simen, the word Bavel, because that conjectures up in people's minds confusion, belila, that things are mixed up and confused. The question is, what is their barsiv? So Rashi says that Borsif means like a bar, a well, where the waters were drained from the well. What does that mean? Water, of course, is Mesamel Torah, a Mayim al Torah, and he called Tzami L'chila Moyim, and we're saying that the bar contains that water. So what happens is when the water all dries out, when it all runs out, there's nothing left, then there's no water left, there's no Torah left. So Rashi, let's take a look at the Rashi. Bavel or Borisiv Simen Ra L'Torah, about 10 lines from the bottom on the right hand margin. So Rashi, Shemeshakchen Halimut Mepnei She'oimdim Ba'avra Migdal. We are standing, not only those people in the Migdal, not only those people Svivas the Migdal, but the whole Bavel has at least a certain degree of this Shikcha, which is caused by this Migdal, and it causes people to forget. Lama Nikra Shema Borsif Bar Shafi. What means Bar Shafi? Bar Shin is Roikin Meimav, a bar where the waters have all run out. Kilaimat Mishakecha Adam Komashaloimit. What does Shafi have to do with Nisroikin? Next Rashi Shafi Kimoi Hashoifes Yain. Shoifes Yain means a person who pours wine from a barrel into a smaller pitcher. Lashon Hurak Mikli El Kli. Anyway, bottom line is back to our Gemara. The Gemara says that this Migdal has that Avir that causes Shikha, and Bavel is the ultra Lashon of Bolal or Bavel, that Kadosh Baruch Hu went and confused and mixed up the Lashonis, and Borsif means, like the Gemara says, my Borsif, Amrabasi, Bor Shafi, a bar from which all of the waters have been poured out, have leaked out, and there's nothing left, and therefore there's Shikha. And that's why the reason is, Rabbi Isai, you don't know where that Migdal is. It's still somewhere, but anybody that gets close to it immediately forgets that he was there. So he cannot go and tell all of his friends, ah, good news, I saw the Migdal, because he doesn't remember that he saw the Migdal. He doesn't know where the Migdal is. And so therefore, that's why it's not a tourist attraction after all. That's this week's Seder. This week's Seder, we talk about Sedoim. The answer is they ro'im lechatoyim l'Hashem mi'oid. What's this double lashon? Ro'im lechatoyim, ro'im bi'olam hazeh, because of their aveiros they lost olam hazeh. Lechatoyim li'olam haba. Amr Yehuda darshens a little bit differently, and he says ro'im lechatoyim l'Hashem mi'oid. Ro'im means begufan, that they themselves were ro' beguf. What does that mean? Says Rashi, shtufim bezima, that they were osek in niuf, in adultery, in prohibited relationships. V'chatoim in v'mamoinam, that they stole chomos. Roim begufam haroi no dechsid, v'eich esa horoa gdoila hazois v'chatosi lelekim. This, of course, is referring to Yosef with the Ashes Potiphar, and he says to her, how can I do haroa hagdoila hazois? Oh, so I see the word roim has to do with begufam. Even though the pasuk continues on, v'chatosi lelekim, that's also a ra'i l'choyre for chatoim b'mamoinim. And Nimor, in fact, is going to go and talk about that in another moment. The bottom line is, Roim begufam, I know from a raw hagdoil hazois, living with Ashes Potiphar. V'chatoim b'mamoinim, how do I know dechsev? V'yov v'chochait. Now, what is this referring to? This is referring to right before the Shemitah year. Someone goes to another Jew and says, please give me a loan. And that potential lender says, if I'm going to lend him money, this was before, of course, the institution of Prisbo, if he doesn't pay me during this year, I lost that money. And therefore, the human tendency, Gesundheit, is not to give a loan. Dr. Pasik, Hisham alecha, pen yeh dover im levavcha b'liyal leymar, korvish nasa shevish nasa shmita, v'ro'o eincha b'chicha evyayin, v'leisitin loy, v'korolecha el Hashem, v'yah v'cha, Chayt. Ah, so we're talking about mamoin, v'chatoim mamoin of the seba yabucho chayt. So that's roim v'chatoim. And then the pasuk continues on l'Hashem ma'oid. L'Hashem means zubirchas Hashem, that the people that live the anchi sedoim, rachmon litzlan, they will mevorech es Hashem. We know what mevorech means in this context. And the oid shemiskavnim v'choytim. It wasn't epesozoi b'shoigi. Everything was plotted out, planned in advance to do a chayt, premeditated chatoim. That's how bad these guys were. Masisa Tana in the Brayz, it says, a drop differently. Ro'im b'mamoinam v'chatoim b'gufan. Not like we said, ro'im b'gufam chatoim b'mamoinam, but just the reverse. How? Ro'im b'mamoinam d'chziv v'ro'im chabachicha avyoin. That same pasuk that we were quoting before, that says, v'yob b'chochait, that same pasuk says that it's going to go to shnas v'shev v'shnas v'shmid, v'ro'im chabachicha avyoin, v'lo yisitin lo'i, v'yob b'chochait. Ah, so therefore that pasuk can also be used as a writer on the Mamoinim. Now the Gav Chatoim Begufon Dichsid, that's the pasuk that we have by the Ashes Potiphar that we already said briefly before. So I see Chait is also related to Gufon. So Lamaisa, there's no real machloik, is no nafkimina between the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa. The only question is it the royim for mamoin and chait for guf, or is the roa for guf and the chait is mamoin? Well, the maisa comes out the same. Lashem zubirchas Hashem, like we said before, and ma'oid, instead of saying that's miskavnin the choitim, ma'oid zushvichas domin, that the people that lived the Anshi Sadoim were murderers. Shenemet says in the Pusik, Gam Domnoki Shofach Menashe Harbe Mi'oid. Oh, so just like over there, the Shofach Dam was talking about Harbe Mi'oid, here too, Chatoim, or Anshi Sadoim, Ruin, the Chatoim, Lashem Ma'oid, Lashem Ma'oid means that they engaged in murder. Tanraban, Anshi Sadoim Leinisko, El Bishol Toy Vishishpim Lam Kodesh Baruch. Similar with the Gemara we had yesterday with Anshi Mabel, the Gemara tells the Anshi Sadoim, you know why they became Nisgo? They became arrogant and pompous, and that caused them to do chait. Bishol Toyva Shishpilam Kodesh Baruch, Kodesh Baruch was Mashpia for them, Roiv Toyva. Let's give examples of what you're talking about. So now the Gemara quotes a number of psukim in Eoiv, and the pasuk says, Eretz Mimeno Yetze Lecham. This land is one that produces bread. In other words, produces, Baruch Hashem, lots of food. B'sachtea nepach k'moyesh. Because unfortunately they sinned, ultimately their land was nepach, overturned, as if in a major fire. Initially, mekoyim saper avanel, the irregular stones on the street, they were like sapphire gems. The afrois and the offer, the earth, was zahavloi, was like gold. Nesivlo yedo'u ayit. When you walk down the paths of Sodom, you didn't find ayit. In this connection, ayit means a thief. V'leshosvosoi ayin ayah. nor did spies come to discover all types of secrets. Lehidrichu b'nei shachas. B'nei shachas means wild beasts. He didn't have any wild beasts in Sidon. Nor did you have lions which would go and terrorize and scare the community. And therefore, Amr, they said, Baruch Hashem, there's so much food. The afre zovlai, and the offer is like gold. Lamalanu ivrei drachim. What do we need passers-by? What do we need immigrants for? Let's make legislation anti-immigrants. Shem boim aleinu el chasrim emumeneinu. All they want to do is they want to share our wealth, and they want to do acts of terrorism. Who needs them? We should ban all refugees, all immigrants, all passers-by. We don't need them. We got Baruch Hashem everything that we want and that we need. It sounds familiar, right?
We're becoming political here.
I didn't mention any politician or anything. I'm just saying what? Everything repeats itself time and time again. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, Porat nachal mi'im gor hanishkochem mini rogel dolu mi'enosh no'u. What does this pasuk mean? Paratz nachal, that the river went and exploded, burst open, mi'im gar, from its normal, regular course, and it flooded hanishkacha mini rogel, all of those towns and all those cities where they said, we don't want any regel of passers-by. They forgot what they looked like, all the mini rogel. Dolu mi'enish, no, they felt that having other people come in, they will become impoverished, they will go and take from their money. Don't show might have said in the pasuk, "At ona tahoisesu al ish teratzchu kulchem tikir notoi." What is this pasuk saying? "At ona tahoisesu al ish." Rashi says, "Tahoisum tevakshu tarmiyos v'tayanis." They are planning and plotting al ish against a person. Teratzchu, they're going to go and kill him. Teratzchu kulchem tikir notoi, like a wall that is about to fall over. In other words, that it's leaning. Godrat chuya. A gather, a fence, which is also is pushed. What does all this mean? Malami. These are the Anshei Sidon, nice guys. So you know, the main name of Bali Moment. When they saw that there was a rich person, what did they do? They would say, "Here, Mr. Gast, Zetz Techalek, have a nice chair and sit down next to this beautiful wall." We didn't tell him that the wall, by the way, happens to be shokoldik, and it's about to collapse. And what did they do? After he sat down nicely next to the wall, and he thanked them, then they went to the other side of the wall, and they pushed the wall nebuch on top of their gast. And of course, what happens? Holach li oylamoi, by the noitlem is lamoin, and then they go and take away all of his funds. So that's a pshat in this pasuk. At onetahoisesu alish, they make these plots and plans against an ish, a distinguished person that has money. Teratzu kulchem, they go and kill him. How kikarnatzui, by this wall that is already about to collapse. Karatkuya, by being dolche, by pushing the gate, by pushing the wall on them. Torishova maida sivishtein pasigazai. Chatarka b'choyshech, batim yoimam, chismu lomoy layodu ar. What does all this mean? Malami she yinuistim einayim bebali momen mafkidim etzli afarismon emanichon oisai bebeisken azem erboim emanichon oisai kekelef. What the pasuk is telling us is, what Rav is telling us is something moiridik. A person, every person has a place where he puts his money. Today, most people put it in banks. However, if you didn't have a bank, what did you do with it? You put it in your vault, you put it in your safe, you buried it under your bed, in the ground, in the side of the wall, you buried it somewhere. Okay. Now, what happens if someone asks you, please do me a favor, I have over here some precious items, I'm leaving on vacation to Eretz Yisrael for a week, please will you hold on to it? Of course I'll be happy to. What is one of those piktoinos that he gives him? He gives him a nice bottle of perfume, which really smells beautifully. Oh, wonderful scent. Where is he going to put this piktoin? Next to all of his precious items. Aha! Now that we know where he's going to go and put it, so that night the person goes and tunneled under his house, goes and takes one of these dogs that has a wonderful scent. Oh, smell this perfume. Yo, yo, yo. The perfume is over there. And right next to the perfume, of course, are the guy's jewels and cash and money and gold and silver. So that's pshat in this pasuk. Malamit says, Rava, shall you noisna in neighbor bali mami? They would go and seek out people of means. Umafkin Etzlein, they would leave a pekod in Afar Samoin. Afar Samoin is like balsam oil, something that has a wonderful fragrance. Umanayichan Oisa Reveis Kanazayim, they would of course put the pekodin together with their other treasures in their safe. Where that night, boy, Umanayichan Oisa Kekelev, they would go and smell it out like a dog to try to find out where the Afar Samoin is, but more particularly where the mummain and the jewels are. Shnema, Yeshuv with Arab, they would return that night. Yemuka Kolev, Yisayvul Ir, and then they would go and steal all the guy's money. Now we skip two lines, and we're going to get back to them. See, from the Aleph to the Beis, that's the Vilna Gaon says we skip. Rabbi Yosef Tzipori taught this Chazal of Rava in the town of Tzipori. Guess what happened? That night, Achatin Hahilaila Tlas Meya Machtarta Bitsipoiri. Unfortunately, Ganovim learned about Rabbi Yosi's Shiur, and what did they do? They all implemented this terrible diabolical plan that they lent the Afar Samoin to their neighbors, to the Bali Momoin, and that night there were 300 tunnels that were dug out where they stole all of the people's means and all the people's goods. Also, the next day, become a tzarile, Nebuch, all of those victims of these terrible gnevis, came to Rabbi Yosi and said, Rabbi Yosi, what did you do? Why did you go and teach them these tactics? Omrele, they said to him, Yehavis Orche Leganvi, you gave the guidebooks to the Ganovim what they should do to be able to steal. Amalahusi said back to them, Mehaviadana de Asa Gandhi, did I know that among the Talmidim over here they're Ganovim? I thought all fine Erlachataya Talmidim Chachom. I didn't realize that they're Ganovim among you. If I would have known, I wouldn't have taught this. Come on. Okay, and the Gemara tells Kikonarech Nafshe, the Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Yosi passed away, Shafi Marzava, the Tzipoiri Dama, the gutters and sewers of Tzipoiri were full of blood. What does this have to do with the previous Gemara? Rashi says it has absolutely nothing to do with the previous Gemara, other than to tell us, why is Rabbi Yosi darshaning in the town of Tzipoiri? Because he lived in the town of Tzipoiri. How do I know he lived in the town of Tzipoiri? Because he died in Tzipoiri. And because he died in Tzipoiri, that's why people were in mourning. And the Gemara says in a very dramatic form, not only were they crying tears after Rabbi Yosi, but they were crying blood after Rabbi Yosi, never because of their terrible loss. But the two really have nothing to do with each other than that he lived in Tzipoiri. Of course, some of the Achrayim try to go and find some sort of connection between the story and between the Petira of Rabbi Yosi. Anyway, that's why the Vilna Gaon said you had to go and skip, so that you remember what Rabbi Yosi was talking about, that drasha of Rava, of the people that put the Afar Samoin B'Pikot. So now we go back again, those two lines which we skipped, where it says Aleph, five lines from the bottom of the Amid. Orem holchum ebli levush ve'en ksus bikora. What we're going to have now is this pasuk is introducing how the people in Sodom were not just bad. They were evil. They were hugely evil and bad. And pasuk describes it a little bit, and then the Gemara is going to go into graphic detail about how bad these people were. Orim holchu, here it says holchu, but the real girsa in the pasuk is yolinu. You had a person who came to sleep in the town of Sodom, and they refused to go and give him pajamas. Orim yolinu, he had to go, nebuch, and lie down and go to sleep, mibli lavush, without any clothes. Vinksus bekara, and especially if it was cold outside, sorry, I have no more blankets, no more sweater, it's gornish. Either all in the linen closet, that's a different story. Chamor yisayim yin hagu, they would go and lead away the chamor of yisayim, nebuch, of poor orphans. Yichablu shar almana, they would go and take a shar of an almana as collateral, which of course the Torah says you're not allowed to, but they took it away. Yichablu, it's a lushin, leisachboil beged almana, right? It's leisachboil, let's go and take a collateral shar for an almana. Givulois yasigu,
they would be masked. They're not in a Torah, so why is the a Torah commandment binding on them? Why are we?
We're not talking about the Torah commandment, we're talking about how terrible these people were. They were so immoral, things that you don't even need the Torah to go and tell us. Everybody knows this kabbat is vichra simecha. Hopefully we would have enough seichel, even without the Heilige Torah, to know you have to go mechabed your pants. Unfortunately, there are people that don't know that. Not because they're not b'nei Torah, because they're immoral. Unethical. Anyway, they were unethical. They saw an Amman and Nebuch, the only thing she had left was one shard, and they took that away for collateral for their loans. Givulei sesigu, they were masigvul, they pushed away the borders to take over other people's property. Eidr gozlu v'yiro, they would go and take away other people's flocks of sheep, etc. V'hu lekivreis yuvol, they would cause a person, Nebuch, to have a premature death and would have to go into the grave. While Godish Yishkoid, and they would put a mound of earth on top of him to forget about this person. Now, all of this, of course, gives us a sense of the Anshis Noim, but now the Gemara tells us the real, true McCoy. What's going on? Zok Gemara, now we go to the Gimel, which is two lines from the bottom. Amri. They had these crazy, crazy, insane laws. They said, Amri, De'isli Chatura, Miri, if you own one shor, then we will go and give you other shvarim that you should go and take out to graze. However, if Miri Chajoyim, you have duty to go and help out the community and graze other people's shvarim for one day. The last lay, if he doesn't have any shvarim whatsoever, Liri Treyoyimi. Ah, then he has to go and take the same shvarim and go and take them for 2 days. In other words, it would certainly make sense that if a person has already one or more shvarim, that you can go and say, as part of your civil service, you have to also watch and graze 2 more shvarim, 5 more shvarim. Because anyway, you have to go out to the pasture and take graze yours. We'll give you some more. So, if a person had one, they said, okay, one day you have to go out in the field and take over and do the community's shvarim. However, if you didn't have any shvarim at all, oh, you don't have any, then you have to go in for 2 days. That doesn't make any sense, because the person obviously has another. I'm sorry?
It doesn't have
any. Exactly, he doesn't have any to go and graze. You have to go and take for grazing. Says the Imar, who Yasva Bar Amalta, he was an orphan. So they also gave him shvarim to go and take out to the pasture, and he didn't have any of his own shvarim, and he was incensed, so he was apikeach. Ozal Shaklinu, he took the shvarim, the katlinu, and he killed all of them. Amalahu. After that, the people came back, knew where our shvarim. They're all dead. Amalahu. So now he told them, the islay toira nishkol chad mashke, whoever had until now one shor among these shvarim, he should go and take one skin of the nevela. To lesley tura, someone who didn't have any shvarim at all in this mix, nishkol trei mashke, he should go and take 2 skins. Amalahu. They said to him, my high, that doesn't make sense. If you didn't have any shor in the mix, why should you be entitled even to 1 skin? Alach is kam v'kama, 2 skins. Amalahu soif did it chilas dina. Mat chilas dina de islay tura mari chad yoyma. To lesley toire mari tre yoymi. I'm making as a shikol hekish between what happened, the bottom line, these nevelas, to the original handing over of the shvarim for purposes of grazing. Just like you said, what's the tchilas dina? If you have one shor, you only have to do 1 day's work. If you have no shvarim, you got to do 2 days' work. Afsoif dina, the islay chatur, whoever has one shor, lishkol chad, he should go and take 1 skin for 1 shor. To lesley toire, if he doesn't have any, lishkol trei, he should go and take 2. Of course, it doesn't make sense, but the original takana also doesn't make sense. The Yovam Memebra, someone who passes over in the ferry or on the bridge, he has to go and pay a toll, he has to pay a fare. Nesim Chatzud, he should go and pay one. The Yovam Memebra says, you know, I don't want to pay the toll, I'm going to go and take, instead of going through the tunnel, I'm going to go and take the Manhattan Bridge or Brooklyn Bridge. The Yovam Memebra, Nesim Chatzud, you have to pay 2. The Havale Dora the Livni, someone who was a manufacturer of bricks, Osikol Chad V'Chad, every one of the Sodomites would come, Shak L'Chad, and each one would take 1 brick. Then he would want to go and get legal redress against these people. Amalei, each one would say, Nachad the Shak, they only took 1. You want to go and take me to court? Because indeed, of course, hiring the lawyers and going to court for 1 brick, Leinzelmisch, there was no such thing as a class action, and so therefore he'd have to have 50 lawsuits to get back his 50 bricks. Similarly, Tavishodi Tumi Oysamchi, someone who had laid out in the field, Tumi is Shum. Shum is Knobel or garlic. Samchi is Bitzolim or onions. Also, Kolchad Bechad Shokolchad, everybody would go and take 1. Amalei, and then when he would say, no, give me back my onions, I know Chad the Shakli, he only took 1. Same thing. Arvidaini Hoyibistoim. There were 4 major Dayonim in the Bezdin, so to speak, of Sarayim. What were their names? Shakroi, Shakron. The Shakroi, Agroi se Shakron. Zayfi, someone who is Mizayif. Mizayif means someone who fabricates. Lashon Ziyuv. Sorry?
A forger!
Or Matzli Dina. How does he tie Matzli Dina? By the Goyish, how does he say Matzli Dina? it's a bad guy.
All because of the most liar, outrageous liar, forger, and converter of justice.
A converter of justice.
Perverter.
Nishkan converter. Perverter. Can you speak English? A perverter of justice. Okay, so that's the name of the four. The enemy. You can see what wonderful names they had. So now the Gemara will tell you some perversions of justice. Listen to this, Rabbi. Your ear will rise. Rise. If someone went and hit somebody else's wife and caused her nebuch to be mapel to get a miscarriage, so instead of finosim b'flilim, he should go and pay the amount of the damage. Amrilei, they would go and say, you have a nilei, go and give your wife to that perpetrator. See, she should become mubaris again, because the whole purpose is that nebuch she became miscarriage. Let him go and impregnate her, so now she'll become pregnant again. The possibility of the chavre. If someone would go and cut off the oizein, in other words, the ear of somebody else's chamar, amrulei, you don't have to pay damages. Forget. Havanilei, go and give that perpetrator the chamar. How long? Ad the kodcha. Until he gets a refiah, until the ear grows back. It might take 25 years. Maybe it'll never grow back. That's no problem. You just wait. You have to have savlanut. You have to have patience. Let him hold on to the chamor until it grows back. The parlay the chavri, if somebody give a patch to his chavr, amrilei, instead of having to go and pay for that patch, we tell him, havli agra, the shakal chadama. What you have to do is you have to go and thank, send them a thank you note, and enclose a check for giving you a patch. Because the assumption is this patch is the type that caused blood to be let, blood to leave. And we know in the good old days, a person would pay money to go to a makis dam, that was a special service, bloodletting. People had high blood pressure in the good old days, and they forgot their blood pressure pills by the pharmacist. So what did they do? They went to a bloodletter, it made a hole, blood was let out, and the pressure went down. So here too, this person, Baruch Hashem, he got free bloodletting. He's not free, no such thing as a free lunch. He's got to pay him for giving him a patch. The other member, so this is similar to what we had before. The other member, somebody that goes over a bridge or over a ferry, you have our bozes. He has to go and pay four zuzim. The other member, he says, no, I don't want to go in the ferry or the bridge. It costs me money. I'm going to swim across the Hudson, go to the other side, instead of having to go and pay $15 or $17 for the toll. Highway robbery, I'm going to go and swim across. Oh, you swam across, you have tamni zuzi, you have to go and pay double, you have to go and pay 8 zuzi. See, Mar tells the Taka story. Zim Nechad, there was one time Asa who Koyves, a launderer, Ikul Hasim came there, and you know, there were very few passers by in Sedoim. This was not a daily occurrence, this is something that happened very rarely. He came there, and he crossed from one side to the other. Amrulein, they said to him, "Nu, havdal zuzi, you have to go and pay the toll, you have to pay 4 zuzi." Amrulehu, I didn't go over the bridge, I didn't go the ferry. And over my avri, I have my swimsuit, I have my bathing suit, I swam across. Amrulein, came up to Maya, then you have to go and pay 8. Avri's with Maya, don't you know the rules? You gotta pay 8. Loyoyev, what do you think he said? Niyet, aloy mit an aleph, ich batzulnish. I'm not giving. So what do you think they did? Padu, matim gave him patch, and it was a wound, and it was bloody. So now he was furious, and the koivis comes to court, osla kam to dine, and he says, they should go and pay me, look at the damage, look, nebuch, I'm bloody. Amalei, havli aga, you gotta go and pay the guy that gave you the patch. The shakal chadama, because after all, he gave you free bloodletting services, make his dam, pay him. And don't forget, the Tamanya Zuzi, the Avos B'maya, don't forget the 8 Zuzi that you also owe for swimming across the river instead of going and using the tunnel or the bridge or the ferry. So Gemara tells us, Eliezer Eved Avram, Eliezer from Avram's Titan, Isrami Hossam, he was there in Sidon, and Padu Matam Game Patch. And apparently Eliezer Avram, as we know, he was Doilu Mashke Mirabai Shel Mirabai from Avram, so he knew the daf. He was up to date, he learned the daf. And he knew, what's going to happen is, if I'm going to go and take him to court, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to have to go and pay them for the hakozes dam. Also, the kami dina, they schlepped him to court, Eliezer. Amalei, havli agra, the shakla chadoma. You got to go and pay. The guy gave you free bloodletting services. No free lunch. You got to pay him. So what did Eliezer Avram do? Shaka glola. Rashi has two pshatim. Either glola means a mako, a shtekin, a stick. Or it means Evan or a stone. Pajui, and he threw it at the Dayan, and he caused the Dayan now to have a wound that was bleeding. Pajui, the Dayan. It's almost the Dayan saying, my high. What you do? What's going on over here? Are you crazy? It's not. Amalei, Agred, Nofik, Liminach. He said to him, I have a good idea. Now that I cause you to have bloodletting, so now you have to go and pay me. I'm not going to go and take you to court. You don't have to pay me. But the debt that I owe to the other guy, you should go and pay. Is that Mamich Loshton? Shibuda de Rav Nasan. Instead of giving it to me and I giving it to him, yes, go and give it straight, give it direct. Don't make out the check to me. Make out the check to the other guy. Is Agri Nofik Limi Noch? The money that I should get from you, have Nile give it to him, Lahai. My money, I'll leave in the bank. I don't have to touch my money because you'll pay him directly.
And he
didn't have to go and pay the Sodomites for the. Yeah, okay, with some time. He shouldn't have gone to Sodom. Havlu Paraisa, there was a bed over there, the Havim Magni Allah Orchin. When guests would come, they would say, oh, you can sleep overnight here in our wonderful bed. Kimarich, if the person was longer than the bed, in other words, he was a tall guy, he don't fit in the bed. So Geizile, they had to go and cut off his feet so that he should fit in the bed. Kikutz, what happens if he was too short and he couldn't fit in the bed? Then Matchenle, then they would go and have stretchers that would stretch him out so that he should be able to go and fill up the bed. Now, Eliezer ben Avram, Ikla Lahasam, Oyoyoy, Omrule, Kum Gani Aporia. You gotta sleep over tonight. What am I gonna do? He said to them, Nidra Nadri Minyoy Medemisis Ima, from the day that my mother passed away, I made a neder, like Ganina Aporia. I don't sleep anymore in a bed. I am so full of tsar and anguish. I'm still ba'avilis after my mother. And I never go to bed. I fall over the Gemara and I fall asleep on the table, but I never go to bed. So, and therefore, he can't have any tana to go into bed because he made such a neder. And Baruch Hashem, therefore, he was off the hook. If a poor person would come to town, everybody in town was so generous, they all gave him a big, big dinner, and they would always make a notation of their name on the dinner. And now when he took all these monies and he went to the supermarket, he went to the bakery, took all this money, nobody sold him any food. Nobody sold him any food and nobody gave him any food. Eventually, Nebuch holach li olamai. Kevamayis, when he died, everybody came back to go and take their dinner, and they recognized it because they had written their name on the dinner, so they all took their money back. See what nice guys these guys were. Now they made the following upmach, the following agreement among them. Anybody that invites a guest to a chasana, to a big party, he's going to be punished. We're going to take away his clothing. Period. There was such a party, such a chasana. Ikla Eliezer Hassan, our Eliezer Eved Avram, came to that party, chasana. And they didn't want to give him any food. He wasn't invited. Kiboy lemisid, when he wanted to sit down and have a suda, also Eliezer, kiboy lemisid, when, in other words, it's now time for the suda, everybody should sit down, also Eliezer, Yosef, lesipa de kula. He sat at the very end of the table, the last guy. It's Omrulay, man azmanach lahacha, who invited you here? Omrulay, so he pointed, Eliezer pointed to the Yosef, atazim nasim. Don't you remember? The guy sitting next to me, you were the guy that invited me. Now that person said to himself, uh-oh, Omar, now that person who Eliezer pointed to said, Dilmishami B, everybody here at this chasen is going to hear that no azminte, that I invited Eliezer, oh, how are they going to punish me? They're going to take away my clothing, my bekesha, my suit. So what do you do? Shnell. That person who was sitting next to Eliezer quickly took his coat and whatever clothing he had there, and he immediately made a pleita and he ran away so that they shouldn't go and take his clothes away. Okay, so now one person is out. So now we asked him again, Eliezer, who invited you? And now he pointed to the second guy. And the second guy made the same chesed. Oh, you're going to steal my clothing. So he immediately went to the coat register, gave in his ticket, got back the coat. And this went around the whole table until everybody had left the chasana. Adenafki kulu. There was nobody left except for Eliezer. And he ate up the gun to see them because nobody else was there. They all made a plate. Everybody ran away. There was one young lady. Rashi brings this in Chemish in this week's Hadra Hakatakosa Haboy Lai Osukola. Rashi brings from this Gemurah. It's a Shreklech Gemurah Rachmun Letzlan. Rebisa is given a young maidel, a young girl. She went against the local regulations and she did give food to the anim. How did she do it? She did it surreptitiously. She hid a piece of rifta, a piece of bread, la'anya for the anim, b'chatzva in her kriegel. Kriegel is like a pitcher or in like a container that you use to draw water from the well. So whenever she would go to the well, she'd draw water, she'd have this big container, this big, yeah? And guess what? She had pieces of bread, and she'd seen an oni, and she would quietly give them a piece of bread. But unfortunately, over time, eventually, people found out about it, and they decided, we're going to go and punish her. How did they punish her? Shafua duvsha. They went and smeared this young lady with dvash, with honey. Vukmua al igar shura. And they put on the top of a shura, on top of a wall. Ali shura. Benoi soda is ali shura, on top of a wall. Asa ziburi. And Nebuch, bees came, Bachlu and Nebuch, each one stung and bit from her Nebuch, Rachmun Litzlan. Find the Sibbis of the Possible, Yem Hashem Zaka, Slim Bamoyriki Rabba. What means Rabba? Rabba, of course, means it was a very great Zaka, from Rabbi Yudam Rav, Al Iske Riba. We're talking about Rabba Riba, we're talking about this young lady. This was horrendous. I'm sorry?
She's a Ravisa.
Ravisa. Yeah. The word Riba, we are Ravisa, that she's a young lady. And Rashi brings in Chemishaka, Tzakosa, etc., the Tzak of this young lady. Okay, we now finish with the Anshei Sodom. We see that they were Roim v'chatoim l'Hashem Mo'oid in a very perverse, criminal way, corrupt way. Brings the Marakim in the Chedek of Mabar. The Marakim don't have the Chedek Shenema, but you Musu Hanoshim Moiti Dibas Oretz Roa Bamagefa Lefnei Hashem. The Chedek should say, Vayamusu Bamagefa. Why did it say Vayamusu Hanoshim Moiti Dibas Oretz Roa Bamagefa? Vayamusu Vayamazeh. Bamagefa Lemabar, they don't have a Chedek of Mabar, the Marakim Hamgush. And as Koyrech Einlem Chedek of Mabar Shenema, but Chasalem Oretz, Boilam Hazeh, Vayoiv the Mutecha Kohol the Oilam Haba. They are covered over in this world, and they are lost forever, even though the Mabar is the Mirab Akiva. That's the double lotion to Tchaslim Arit, Vayyim and Tichakor. Reb Lezer saw a silver lining over here. Reb Lezer, Oymer Aleim, Omer Kos, Vashem Im Smachayim, Oyd Shal Baal. He was really quoting from our Mishnah. We had this in the Mishnah already. This was from the Tefillah of Chana. We already explained yesterday, what does Chana have to do with the Das Koyrach? The Masa Mit Shmuel. Shmuel was the son of Chana, and Chana felt that she is a co-conspirator, she's somehow guilty in the passing of Koyrach, because if she wouldn't have had Shmuel, then Koyrach wouldn't have said, oh, I'm going to have an Einikol Shmuel, therefore I'm going to be saved. So therefore she, in a sense, contributed Nebuch to Koyrach Misa, therefore she was Mespalel, we saw it again, the same Rebbe Kiva. Adas Koyrach Ein Lehem, Chedek Olam Abba, Shinema, Betchas Lehem Haaretz, same drush as before. I see the silver lining. It says, something which is lost, then there are balim that are looking for it. Until they have yush, they go and ask around this matter, did you see my watch? Did you see my this? Did you see my that? They put up posters in the shul, outside, mefreik, temenuch. So therefore, Rabbi Ben Maseira says that even though Adas Koyrach Yoiv the Mitoich HaKol, however, Kodesh Baruch Hu is still looking for them, maybe they'll do tshuva, maybe we can take them back after all. Okay, now we talk about Koyrach himself, and the Gemara Dash, V'yikach Koyrach, Omer Ish Lokish, Shalokach Mekach Ra Liatzvay. It says, V'yikach Koyrach. Nowhere does it say what he took. V'yikach Koyrach, Ben Yitzhak, Ben Koz, Ben Levi, V'dosan Aliram. What did he take for goodness sake? So Rashi says in Chemish that he took himself to the side, Ispalig, he separated himself. V'yikach means he took himself physically and took him on the other side from Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon. However, the Gemara dies a little bit differently. Shalokah Mekach Ra Liatzmai. He entered into a very bad deal. Meaning, we know that Koyrach was a very wealthy individual. And what happened to Koyrach? He went and tried to buy off the kahuna. We had the Gemara ready before, that Koyrach would invite a lot of people into his home and give him presents, so that therefore they should now become on his side, so to speak. A form of hidden, subtle bribery.
Put them on the payroll, as we say.
Put them on the payroll, etc., etc. And guess what happens? His whole plan was to go and get the kuna, but he didn't get it. So therefore, he invested a lot of money, but eventually he lost the deal, and that was Lokach Mekachra Aliyat. Why is he called Korach? Shenase Korach b'Yisrael. He caused there to be a bald spot in Klal Yisrael, meaning entire families, many, many able-bodied men, ladies, and children, unfortunately were all swallowed up down below, and therefore they were like a Koreach, like a bald spot in Klal Yisrael. Ben Yitzar, Ben Shisich, Allah is called Oilim Ketzaroim. He incited all the people with fire and passion and fervor. Ketzaroyim, like the sun midday, where the sun, of course, is burning hot, noontime. Ben Kahas, Ben Shehika Shine Moilidav, a person who blunted and dulled the teeth of those that gave birth to him by being a bad guy. Ben Levi, Shin Ben Shinas Lavoy Begehenim. When he went down to Gehenim, he didn't go by himself. He had hundreds of people, thousands of people, whatever, that went, Agantz entourage, that went together with him. That's the Bnei Levoy. Break the mother, why does the Torah end after Ben Levi? Why didn't it say Ben Yaakov? And let us say Ben Sha'akov Asman Legehenim, a person who went head over heels, heels over head, down into Gehenim, and therefore we could dash in that too, it should say Ben Yaakov. Rashi Ben Yitzchak, Yaakov Yisharachna La'atzmoy, Rashi brings the Chumash, very famous, Shenema B'soydem Al Tavinav, Shemkolem Al Teichad Givoydi. Yaakov was Mavakish Rachmim, I shouldn't be involved in the Soyd and their Kohar. What does that mean? B'soydem Al Tavinavshi Elim Raglim, my name should not be mentioned by the Adas Meraglim. But Shemkolem Al Teichad Givoydi is Adas Koyrach, don't mention my name by Koyrach Hayat. The das of Aviram, das in she'over al das keil. He was over, he violated the das of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What means Aviram? She'iber atzmoy me'asos tshuva. What means Iber? Says Rashi, this is from a lashon abirei leiv. Abirei leiv means people that are very strong in their commitment. So this person was strong in his commitment, me'asos tshuva, not to do tshuva. Oin ben Peles, who's Oin ben Peles? Oin she'yosh ba'ninis. He eventually sat like an Avelus. Why did he sit in Avelus? Says Rashi, because he realized that initially he joined Koyrach and that was a bad, bad boo-boo. Then ultimately he did tshuva, and therefore he sat like Avelus on the chait that he did, that he joined with Koyrach. Oin min Peles, Peles shenas aloi pelois. Miracles happened to him. We'll see what the miracle was, that he had a wonderful wife that saved him from certain death, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. And it says in the Pasuk, Ben Reuven, Ben Shiro'a, the Haven. He saw what was going on, and he understood that what Korach was doing was wrong. So now the Gemara tells him about Oin Ben Peles' wife. Amara, Oin Ben Peles, Ishri Tzilasei. Amarlei, she said to Maynaf Chamina, Vistachat Tzedraita Meshigena, what are you getting involved? Stay away. Imar Rabba, if Moshe Rabbeinu turns out to be victorious, Antal Midi, you'll be a Talmud. The Marab, and if Koyach is victorious, and tell me that you're not going to go and get the headlines. You're not going to be the Kohen Gadol, as regardless of who wins. So what do you need this for? Get out of the machlokes. Amalas, he said to his wife, Mayava, what can I do? Havoy ba'etz, I was already there at the last general partners meeting. I was there. Bishtaboy v'badai, and I swore to them, I'm with you, and we're going to go together, united, and make Koyach and the Dajjal. What should I do? Amalei, so she said to him, I have an item. Yidanet kila kanishta kadishta ninu. I know the Gans Klai Yisrael are all kodesh. Tichziv. Kicholo aida kilim kadoshim b'soicham Hashem. Oh. And therefore, we know that b'mokim sheyesh kadusha ein ba erva, and b'mokim sheyesh erva ein ba kadusha, I'm going to save you. Amalei, so she said to her husband, Toiv, you sit here at home. Don't go to the next meeting. You stay here. I'm going to save you. Ashkizi chamer. She gave him to drink wine. Barvite, and he became abyssal shikur. Bagnise, and he fell asleep. Kavoy inside the house, and therefore she went and put him to bed. Kai shlufin. Oysal baba. Now when it came time for the meeting, no, get him. Hey, where are you? So she was sitting outside. Oysal baba. She sat outside in the front of the house. Satart Lamazia, and she uncovered her hair. Uri, Sacherva, called Asa. The people that were calling all of the people to the meeting and said, no, Koira, come on. Are you the Pelis? Where are you? Called the Asa. Anybody that came close, Chazia, uyoyoy, she's not properly covered. Hadar, and they all went away. And they said, Tunish, Makanish, Kohai, the Kilim Kedoshim. And they all went away. And Hachbi Hachi, as long as this guy was still sleeping, Oin Ben Pelis was still fast asleep. Vlohu, they all were Nivla, they were all covered up and swallowed up by the earth. So she saved his life. Why does the Gemara say the Satarat Lamazik? Pint. Why pint that eitz of Satarat Lamazik? So I want to a beautiful, beautiful shot. Because L'choira, even though Aishas Oin Ben Peles said to Oin, Mamanavshach, you're going to be a Talmud, you're not going to be the Kohen Gadol, why are you getting involved? Oin Ben Peles could have answered, and perhaps did answer, and it's not recorded in the Gemara. Okay, I'm not going to be, it's going to be either Moshe or Korach, or Aharon HaKohen and Korach. But next generation, or two generations from now, maybe it will be my children or my Einiklach. And therefore, that's the reason why I'm fighting. I want it to be freedom. This Kahuna Gedolah shouldn't be a family, a nepotism type of thing, only Moshe and Aharon. It should be for the masses. So I want my children or grandchildren to become a Kohen God.
Well, actually, until the Mas of the Eagle, was for the Bechorim, so it was a good argument.
Good, excellent. Zuktum Afarshim, if you look in the Sechtas Yuma, it says that there was an Isha Kimchis, and that Isha Kimchis was Zoycha to have six or seven of her children were Kehanim Gedoylim. Frank Timur, what's the reason why she had that Tzchus? Because Shlei Roh, Kaslei, Beisa never saw her uncovered hair. Anytime when she uncovered her hair, she put some sort of Kli on top, so that one shouldn't ever see that. So the Tzchus of having children Kehanim Gedoylim is by covering the hair. She said, Oin, you don't have to worry about it. Not only you're not going to be a Kohen Gadol, none of your children are Einikla, because I'm going to violate what Isha Kimchis did. I'm going to uncover my hair. Wow! Uncovering the hair. Then none of my children, none of my Einikla, so therefore stay out of this. Well, beautiful chat, right? Yeah. Should we learn one more?
Yeah.
Orach HaShulchan knew the Gemara. He just said that this man has
it. Women, yeah. They go with uncovered hair.
Yes.
There's no problem
of making a bracha. Orach HaShulchan said, unfortunately, Baba Niseinu, Harabim, the people, women are not so careful about this. So you're allowed to make a bracha in front. But he says, he doesn't say chuli that you're allowed to uncover your hair. And Avada Orach HaShulchan would agree that today, Achshadari, one should not go and make a bracha if a woman is not covered here. Anyway, let's continue on. So we talked about the wife of Oin Ben Peles. And now we're going to have the other extreme on the other side of the rainbow. It's a Dekoirach, Mrs. Koirach. Amrele, she incited her husband, and she said, Chazi Ma'akavin Moshe, look what Moshe Rabbein is doing. You have a Malka. He makes himself to be the Melech. He's going to be the leader. La'achva to his brother, Aharon Shavi Kahana Rabbi, made him Kohen Gadol. Lebnei Achoi to his nephew, Shavinu Sigani Tekana, he gave him also Choshev positions. He asked you Truma, if a person wants to go and give Truma, who do they give it to? Not to you, not to me. Omar, you have the coin, give it to Aharon HaKohen, give it to Aharon HaKohen's children. He also Maizah, okay, Maizah is true, the Shalisa Atun. We, the Levian, do get Maisa, that's Taka too. But Omar, then they say, Havuchad mi yud l'koyin. They give 10% to the koyin. Always koyin, 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 and I get nothing. The oy, the guys lay l'mazayichu, umetal l'chu kikovsa. And we know that in the times of the Midbar, the first time to install Levium to go and help out in the service, Rashi brings on the third line from the top, Veviru sar al kol b'saram, and go and spritz on them v'hi taharu. So therefore, that they should have the tahara to be to have the ability and to have the authority to act and do the work of Levium, they had to remove all of their body here, Veviru sar al kol b'saram, and only that they would have a tahara. So now, look what he's doing to you, Koirach, and all of us Levium. All of us Levium all have to, I don't know about her, but at least the men Levium, they all have to take this terrible body shape. And now we look, Kikufsa, we look like a box. Or Rashi says, Rei, like Chvais Rei. Yeah. Anyway, Eina Yoav Mazaychu, perhaps he wants all of your hair. Maybe he wants to go and sell wigs. He wants to go and open up a shekel factory. Amalas, so now Koirach said to his wife, he's doing the same thing. Moshe Ben is also Levi. He also took off all of his hair. Since he told everybody else to do it, he has no choice. He has to include himself. If it was up to him, he wouldn't go and take this body shape. And Muzdach, Thomas Nafshi in Polish. And we're not finished. He's now going to quote a Rashi. He said to all of you, Abdisu Tchelta, you have to put Tchelis strings on your begodim for tzitzis. He said, Tchelta, Chashim a mitzvah, if that's so important, Zagroisa mitzvah, Apig Limit Tchelta, let's all go and make large pieces of clothing all made of total techeilis wool, because in lekulumesivasach, and take all your talmidim in the yeshiva and let them all wear these blue colored garments instead of the tzitzis. Now the whole garment should be made out of techeilis. That's why it says in the pasuk, chachmas nashim bantzebeisa. Who is the chachmas nashim zu ishtei shel oimen pelis, that she saved her husband? The pelis biyod tarsena. So ishtei shel kairach, that she caused trouble for her husband and ultimately his downfall and the downfall of all the bnei kairach. The atma deikim hashem alekechem chayim kolchem ayoy.